Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hospital ship, the USNS Mercy. It's an incredible ship. These two ships are incredible. One on the West Coast, one on the East Coast. We'll be deployed to Los Angeles to add emergency surge medical capacity, and they have a tremendous capacity.
All right, that's the president talking about the medical ships, because that, of course, would provide beds. As we see the number of corona death numbers really ratchet up over this virus. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you still managed to have a social distancing fun weekend. Sounds odd to say that, doesn't it? It's now the new norm, as we're staying inside, getting exercise, but not going to restaurants, bars, events, watching sports that are currently happening. A lot of new changes. Kids home from school, families communicating through FaceTime or Zoom or Skype or whatever way they can actually see each other's faces. And one way, certainly, technology has been wonderful. Because of that, you have the ability to see your loved one, whereas before, maybe 15 years ago, we wouldn't have had it. And that makes a difference. I think there is something psychologically soothing about seeing the person or people in your family that you haven't seen and you can't go and fly and see, or get in the car and drive a couple of hours and see, you know, that kind of thing. So the virus, the coronavirus, is taking its toll, and certainly on nerves, but we care about health, I believe, more than anything else. One thing you need to know is the stimulus package that's been discussed, that was not passed on Sunday. They worked it late into the evening, but Democrats blocked movement on the bill aimed at delivering the relief, the economic relief amid the pandemic, I guess is the best way to say it. So the Republicans scheduled a vote for minutes after the stock market opens on Monday, and we'll see where that goes. At least 400 people, they think more, have died from the coronavirus in the U.S., and the cases over 32,000. A big chunk of those cases in New York City. The president, besides sending a ship, has declared a state of emergency for New York. They are pretty shut down. Cuomo is on TV every day talking about what is happening in New York and how long it's going to be hanging around and what you can expect and what to try and prepare for. So there are people that are going out to walk or get some exercise. There are trips to grocery stores, but everything else has really shut down. Some states are doing a shelter-in-place deal. There's a talk of an overall lockdown, which would change things a little bit more. And around the world, there are big struggles, of course, too, over this virus and where we are and what we're seeing. And I think when you see Italy, the fact that they are just putting bodies into trucks and people are dying alone, there was it's kind of a touching story in a horrible situation where a man was quarantined, was in the hospital, was on the respirator, died. But before he died, he got last rites through a phone call through the priest, and then the family was allowed to hear that all happening. So they got to, in a sense, at least hear that he was getting the last rites and knew what was going on there. There have been more than 325,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. I got to give you the numbers at the top, because I think you're really wanting to know not just the fluff and stuff, but some of the hardcore facts. And it's killed more than 14,000 people. So what are we doing? We are on the edge. I think it's very strange days. Working from home is difficult for a lot of people, and there's a lot of things happening around them. They're trying to get used to it. There are people who don't have internet access. There are kids that don't get meals. There are people chipping in to do that. We're going to talk to a woman who's in my profession, who's in my speaking side of my profession, same profession, which is totally tanked, of course, because there's no meetings or conventions or any of that kind of stuff, live action other than virtual, which is great that there's virtual. So that means more stay-at-home time and seeing what that's like to have kids where they have to do the whole online thing, and also what the school is doing to deliver lunches and access to internet to kids who don't have it. Because, you know, now that kids are home, it doesn't automatically mean, oh, yes, we have high-speed internet, because it's not affordable. And also meals. What's the situation with meals, too, for some of them? There's all kinds of ways to get through it, and there's all kinds of things that have certainly now been adopted by people who are feeling their way around it. You know, someone said to me today, isn't it interesting? You think of how tough people used to be. You think of World War II. You think of the Greatest Generation and what they were asked to do. And we are basically being asked to sit on our couch, watch movies, TV, read books, stay inside, and we're complaining. Well, the thing is, you are kind of, to get some perspective on the other side of that, there is a little bit of anxiety of not knowing what's next. And then there's the economic problem with that. So the stimulus could help some people. Will it help the people who need it the most? I mean, that's the big question. Will the airlines be bailed out again? I bet you they will. What will the markets look like this week already? The market before, the pre-market, the numbers are ugly and red. And what is it like to be infected with the coronavirus? How would you feel if you were infected? And, of course, I think the main thing is you'd be scared to death that you would pass it on to somebody else in your family. And the key thing is for the most vulnerable to stay safe, right? You don't want to get that shortness of breath, the fever, the chest pains, the high temps. Oh, you don't want to be in that situation. You want your immune system to really hang in there and hold this thing at bay. It is a war that is so ugly to fight because it's one we can't see, and we're trying to feel our way around it. And people who feel like they're older and could conquer the world and are in great shape don't understand, well, just because it's a number, it's very bizarre, especially people who feel perfectly healthy and then find themselves quarantined, find themselves gasping for air, and trying not to become another statistic in this whole thing. And you don't want to be that statistic. Mm. Some of the descriptions of this, just horrible what's happened to way too many people. So re-racking, no deal on the coronavirus stimulus bill. There are stay-at-home orders that apply to basically 1 in 5 Americans. States of emergency declared in a couple of states, including New York City. Communities coming together, though, to help, which is the great news. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced experience improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Music singer Kenny Rogers died at 81 on Friday night. That's where we start Weekend Counts. So a lot of social media friends, fans mourning him. I saw a touching tribute from Dolly Parton, who's pretty choked up. They did a song together, Islands in the Sun, or Islands in the Stream, and she said she wasn't interested in the song, and then it was one of his most requested songs, and people always wanted to hear it. There were great tweets from some current legends. Besides Dolly Parton, Keith Urban couldn't be more popular, married to Nicole Kidman, an incredibly talented musician. He said, thank you, Kenny Rogers, for decades of genre-bending music and collaborations, for making music that traveled the globe and songs that became common threads for people from all walks of life. Go rest high, brother, with love and deep admiration, KU. So I thought that was a pretty good tweet, actually. Other numbers to share with you include the world of sports. Sometimes we've been in the man cave, and lately the man cave has been kind of dark in a sense. But there is some sports news to tell you about. Canada saying they're not going to send their athletes if the Olympics are held this summer. They're supposed to start on July 24th. 10,000 athletes would go, but with this coronavirus, so many feel it's dangerous. Finally, the IOC is talking about it, and maybe saying that they could find themselves, because they're kind of backing off the July stance, they could find themselves rescheduling it, perhaps, the rumor is, a year from now. Two ESPN workers in their Manhattan offices are recovering at home. They tested positive for the virus. They put out a memo to the rest of the staff to let them know, yep, two people have the virus. So it's all about disinfecting and, you know, everything else in between. You've got NBA players who have tested positive for the virus. Marcus Smart from the Celtics, Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets, some of the more famous ones. You also have others that are being tested, because the thought is with the NBA, yikes. Christian Wood from the Pistons tested positive for the virus. The Los Angeles Lakers announced that they had two players that had tested positive for the virus. So, yeah, the hits, sadly, keep on coming. And then the other part of sports is about free agency. And Tom Brady going to the Patriots, there's all kinds of conversation about Brady and was there bad blood and what happened and how did that happen and, you know, all that. And then, of course, free agency has also been pretty interesting to see what's happening with some of the bigger players and where they're going. And I think the biggest one was the one I said was Tom Brady. But you have Melvin Gordon, who is going to go up against his former team if it all rolls out. The Los Angeles Chargers, twice a year, he joins the Denver Broncos. I think that's pretty good, right? And then you have others that are just released. So Todd Gurley got the hook. The Los Angeles Rams decided that he was too expensive to keep on their roster. So in his fifth pro season and the $10.5 million guaranteed paycheck, that would have happened. He's out. And that's the thing. It's all about juggling the players, the money, etc. Boy, so interesting, isn't it? Joe Flacco was released by the Denver Broncos after 1 year with the team. That was a terrible fit. That didn't work out for them. And those are just a couple of the numbers. Okay, some other numbers to talk about. There is an N95 mask shortage. So there are people who are sewing masks together, which I think is amazing. The president says they've ordered masks, they're waiting for masks to get in. That's scary for the frontline workers, the healthcare workers. And the N5 provides the best protection more than the loose-fitting surgical mask, but they're much more scarce. Andrew Cuomo, the New York governor, says, I'll contract with a company for 1,000 masks. And he says they'll call him back 20 minutes later and say the price just went up because they had a better offer. And he said, I understand that. Other states are desperate for the goods, and they're offering more money than we were paying. It's a race that's raising prices higher and higher, and there's some concern on that around that. So the president enacted the Production Act, which allows the private sector to ramp up the manufacturing to mitigate the national shortage, because FEMA is in the middle of this and trying to get the masks and the other protective gear that so many of these healthcare workers need. So no doubt things have flopped in a couple of crazy directions. The coronavirus stimulus package failed the initial hurdle out of the gate. Mitch McConnell blasted the Democrats for opposing a Republican-crafted coronavirus rescue package that he said he hoped they'd have a change of heart after the markets opened on Monday, because of all the discussions of the bailout and what people would get, $3,000, $1,200, you know, whatever it is. By the way, I'm giving you a live update now. The U.S. reported death toll is 417. So 417. Among those who have tested positive, Senator Rand Paul tested positive for COVID-19. Oof, Boy, oh boy. And this is what happens. Of course, people, well-known people are coming down with it. The hands they shake and the people they're around, it makes sense. The exposure certainly would be there. And and that's why we're seeing more of that. And there's more tests and all that kind of stuff. All right, everybody's talking about tips for the virus. What do you do? What can you do to keep things clean, and how can you do it? And it's been suggested that what thousands and thousands and thousands of people are doing is they schedule days. So now that you're at home, one could be a dusting day, a vacuuming day, a floor washing day. Yikes, scary to me. I have to ask Manshore about that. Sheets and towels day and other starter tasks. What? And then, of course, the big thing is cleaning products. If you don't have the right ones, what do you do? So this was suggested to tell all of you this. Combine one cup of water with one cup of rubbing alcohol, about 20 to 30 drops of tea tree oils or whatever, a lavender or whatever, for window washing, because that helps you disinfect. It's a do-it-yourself disinfectant. For window washing, a mix of vinegar and dish soap works as a commercial glass cleaner, and it removes dirt and grease. It kills odors, doesn't leave streaks. I feel like Marie Kondo giving you the skinny on cleaning supplies. But you may need them in a few weeks. Who knows, right? Amazon workers are getting temporary overtime pay. Woohoo! So what does that mean? They're on the front lines touching those boxes and everything. The overtime pay hike took effect March 15th, and it would increase their money by $2 an hour through the end of April. And, of course, that comes on the heels of several senators sending a letter to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos questioning how the company is protecting the health and safety of the warehouse workers during COVID-19. Good news for the VP and his wife. They both tested negative. They do not have COVID-19, because we keep seeing that the test is the thing, and the Vice President said he was going to be tested. They did. So, again, the good news is they don't have it. So there you go. The markets, when they open, oh, what will it be? What will it be? In New York, besides the markets opening, starting at 8 o'clock on Sunday, the governor ramped up restrictions. He called it the New York State on pause plan, requiring people to stay at home to the maximum extent possible, banning non-essential travel, and requiring all businesses to shutter if they don't fit specific criteria. And the cases keep climbing there. They have the most cases in the United States, so it completely makes sense. For fun, we're going to take you to Ireland and one of my favorite places, and my pal Stan Seawitch for a little business talk. Stay with us.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the state's hardest hit from the coronavirus will be getting immediate help.
We're going to have
the approval of the Title 32 National Guard activation. And we're providing all of this again, like in New York, at no cost to the governor, meaning to Governor Newsom and the state, no cost to the state. It enables the governor to provide robust National Guard support to the state. So they're going to have control of the National Guard. Federal government sending, these are incredible people that are being sent. We have 8 large federal medical stations with over 2,000 beds, and that's going to California. And then strategic national stockpile order. We've ordered likewise hundreds of thousands of different items.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cover to cover. Stan C., which was nice enough to send me a copy of it for my autographed wall. You can get a copy on Amazon before I even tell you the name of it. And what the name of it is Notes from the Corporate Underground, Work, Volume 2, Work for a Jerk, and Love It. Well, now more than ever, the jerks can't afford to be doing what they're doing. So how does culture and behavior change? And his book is just a gem of information from the first chapter all the way through. So, Stan, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So the first obvious question is, tell us, and I didn't even say this, tell us more about your background, because you're a business psychologist and an entrepreneur. So you certainly have seen some things in your day. There's no question about it. You've been on boards since the late 80s. Is that part of what drove you to write this book?
Well, yes. The background I have, I might call a professional mutt, because it was more of a moving with a sense of principle rather than selecting a career field or a job and trying to advance in it. So that caused me to have a variety of experiences, because I went where my desire to make an impact took me. And that included founding 4 companies, serving on about 25 boards, several that I still serve on, and applying my love for human psychology and creating a place where people can earn a living in a positive way to to best effect. As I went through that process in those years, I kept observing things or noticing things or experiencing things that I wasn't seeing in the world around me, in the popular press, the books that were being written. And I said, it's time for me to get this out of me and onto a piece of paper. Or in that time, it was on a computer. And I began writing a weekly column for a 140-year-old newspaper before its demise called the San Diego Daily Transcript. And each week I would write on what happened the week before, what came up in my world, and what did I think might be of value to somebody else as they were trying to navigate the same path.
Wow, and so give us, you know, you can't tell us the whole book, but give us a synopsis. What are a couple of quick hits that you saw that were common problems in corporate America?
Well, I'll give you this one. Success came when you weren't looking. It's an entry in the book. One of my businesses was an organizational consulting firm, and I personally did a fair bit of executive coaching to CEOs and executives. And I had a coaching client that said, look, I've been the VP of sales for this international company for a long time. The CEO is considering appointing a president of the Western Hemisphere. I think I'm the better one suited for it. He wants me and the other candidate to work out which one of us should be best. What do I do about that? Kind of a novel way for a CEO to select their next division president. And the more I talked to him, which became this article, the more he realized that he really was in love with what he was doing. He just had a sense that advancement, quote unquote, the prestige, the power, the perceived status was what was intoxicating him. And that's not uncommon. A lot of people think that getting ahead means a better title, a better office, and more money. When if they really examined their true needs, their true desires, and what made them happy, that ain't necessarily it. So I thought, there's got to be a lot of other people out there feeling the same way. Let me at least write this about that, and perhaps it will hit somebody at the right time and save them a lot of heartache.
Wow, and that's brilliant. You know, what do you want? It's like what I call, what's your why? What's your why? Mm-hmm. And people do not think about that. I want to mention to everyone again, Stan's book, Stan Seawich's book, is Notes from the Corporate Underground, Work for a Jerk, Volume 2, and love it. Okay, I earmarked a bunch of places that I really liked. One of the things that you talk about is it's not about us. And you say, I've come to the conclusion that the biggest challenge we face as a country, a global community, and members of the human species is our inability to think far into the future. No, scratch that. It's not a matter of ability. We just don't want to do that. And we've seen this with some crises that recently have popped up. So how do you solve that? What did you discover as you dug a little bit deeper?
Well, I've found that if you have a group of people who are at least willing to talk about that subject, that thinking farther ahead is important, and if they have an engagement in their organization that allows them to feel connected, then they have the ability and the feeling of safety to look farther ahead. I think a lot of people in organizations, and look at what we're going through today, they're wondering if they're going to be in that organization tomorrow, not 10 years from now. And this includes people at the top. And when people at the top can't see themselves in their own organization for longer than a year or three, then they don't engage in thinking beyond that. In the company that I'm proud to be part of today, WD-40 Company, we have people who spend their entire life's journey of work there. They see themselves in the future of that business because they feel safe, engaged, aligned, and like they belong. When you get a group of people who feel that way and you say, gee, what do we want to accomplish in the next 10 years? They might say back to me, well, you know, we ought to be looking 15 years because some of these macro trends are going to take that long to play out. That's the type of environment that is required for people to be able to think long term. There's got to be a commitment of the organization to the safety of the people in it and the structures necessary to be able to make good on that claim so that they can afford to be engaged for the long haul. And what we say at our company is you can't accomplish something in 10 years if you can't think in terms of 15. If all you can think of is in terms of 18 to 36 month strategic plans, you can't imagine anything that might take 5 or 10 to accomplish. So I think that's the opportunity.
Yeah, so well said. And you know, at the tail end of your book, you talk about leaders look ahead, and you talk about that. You say most business leaders don't get any training in how to extend the time horizon with which planning occurs. And you talk about remembering a couple of decades ago when strategic business planning was ridiculed, and leaders would say, senior leaders would routinely tell you that it was useless to plan because no one can predict more than a year ahead and things were changing too rapidly. And you see the power and what you just shared with us in one of the big takeaways in the book is that, yes, of course, you can do that. So for you in writing this book, what did it feel like when you were done with it? I mean, you really encapsulated, I think, like a memoir, your whole life, and with some incredible lessons. What reaction did you get among, you know, family and friends?
Well, it's funny. Anybody who's ever written a book will no doubt identify with what I'll tell you. Some people out of left field I never heard of would write me and say, I just read your book, and it made a huge difference in my life, and here's what I'm doing with it. And my closest friends, like at my fraternity reunion in February of 1 year, 5 people came up to me and wanted autographed copies. And I said, which part of it did you like the best? They go, oh, I haven't read it. They just wanted an autograph from somebody who might someday be famous so they can sell it when they need a new car.
Oh, I like that. I love it. So what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
A couple things. One is that there is no easy answer to the act of leadership in any sense, let alone in the complexities of a modern business. And anyone who, famous or not famous, who might want to propose to you that here are the answers, Stephen Covey, the 7 habits to highly successful people, or the 67 competencies of a leader from Lominger, or the next new book from the next new famous spokesperson who happens to be in the news at the moment, there ain't no easy answers. It's a lifelong journey. Everyone has their own path. Other people will have other wonderful things to teach that I haven't been exposed to because of their unique path. We have to remember that leadership and life in general is a journey of complexity and adjustment and pain and suffering and joy and pleasure, and that it's not a set of X number of easy recipes.
Yeah, so
the other thing I think I'd like, one other thing I'd like to people to take away from it, if they read the title essay in this book, everybody works for themselves. And as soon as they recognize they're the CEO of Me Incorporated, they will work for a jerk who never sleeps, and they will love it.
So well said. I was just going to say that. So it's perfect. And again, Notes from the Corporate Underground, Stan Seawich, Volume 2, Work for a Jerk and Love It. Just a wonderful, wonderful book. I got so much out of this. And honestly, pick it up. It will change the way you look at what you're doing, maybe what you should be doing. And if you're a leader and you're listening to this, boy, you need this right now, this second. Not tomorrow. So, Stan, once again, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
It's been my pleasure, and hope to do it again.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Slice of Ireland trip, which has just been absolutely amazing. Go to Ireland.com or, you know, check out the hashtag Fill Your Heart with Ireland, because I definitely have been doing that. And you all know my Irish roots. You know, if you don't, I'll say my name again. Kate, or really Catherine Shayna Fitzgerald Delaney. So I'm here with Aidan Haughey, and he took us up on this incredible cliff area that is now starting to become a little bit known, and it's, how do you pronounce it again?
Sleeve League.
Sleeve League, and sleeve means mountain.
Yep.
And league means stone?
Flagstone.
Flagstone specifically. So how cool is that? You just learned an Irish word. So it's starting to be discovered more, and you've obviously seen it, lived around it. What does it mean to you to have more people traveling and looking at this gorgeous view?
That's good. It's helping support local jobs, the local community, and that's good for employment all around.
Yeah. And on the, what's different about this mountain is, first of all, isn't it the furthest most point where the next island you see is what?
New York will be the next village.
Wow. I like that. New York over the next village. That's just putting that in our minds is wild. There's a couple of really neat things to talk about that are part of Sleeve League. And one of them is something that's carved into the mountainous area that was a signal to the British who were flying, if you think of World War II, right? And what is that? Tell us about that.
We've got some markings up here on the mountain. We've got ERA, E-I-R-E, written in stone across the mountain, and has been used by the pilots as a navigational aid as they're flying across the Atlantic from the States, heading into Northern Ireland. I showed them that this was the Republic, it was neutral, and safe to land if they had to. And then we've got all the headlands down the west coast, they're all numbered as well. This one is number 7-1. So when the pilot looked at his chart, he knows that this is Sleeve League and that Northern Ireland is straight ahead.
Yeah, and that would have been very important in those times.
It would. They had no Google Maps.
No. And then something just happened recently where there was a plane that crashed, and then there were people that survived, and then they ended up in the local pub. Tell us that story.
That would have been back during the Second World War. One of the planes actually crashed on a beach nearby, but both of the men flying the plane survived. They ended up in a pub, and they got away the next morning. They were safe enough.
Right, and those men aren't here any longer, but the memory of them and the story is living long. And that's why, because you know how the Irish are. The story comes to life where every day it's like, oh, didn't you know that just happened? Somebody just said that to me. And I'm like, what, a plane crash? So, yeah, it was a few years ago when that happened. But there have been other things, too, that have happened here. Like, for example, tell us the lore of the lighthouse. Because if you look at these cliffs, you'll see this one little section where way off in the distance there's a lighthouse. And there's a couple interesting things about it. One, that there's nobody manning the lighthouse.
No, it's a solar-powered lighthouse now at the minute. Lighthouses would have played a very important role in areas like this. All of the fishing boats coming and going to Killybegs would have been passing by this lighthouse.
Wow. And so the lighthouse hasn't been manned since when?
The lighthouse hasn't been manned now since 1974.
Wow, 1974. But then there was some kind of curse or something that was put on the lighthouse.
There was a man called St. Asicus. He was banished to the island. He was St. Patrick's first bishop. Got into a bit of trouble. He spent 7 years living on the island, praying and repenting. But the day he left the island, he put a curse on the island. He said that if the island was ever to become uninhabited, there would be three great tragedies around the island. So in 1974, the lighthouse keepers left, and the island became uninhabited. A couple of months later, a boat and all its crew were lost just behind the island. Another couple of months, another boat and all its crew. About a year after that, the third boat was lost just around the corner, but there were two survivors from it. We still have one of them living locally here.
Wow, and that does make you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely. What do you like best about the cliffs?
I like it. It's changing all the time. The colours change every month, and it's always nice. It's a different view every day. The weather's changing. It's always different.
And I mentioned, you know, for people who are listening, I would put this on my list. I would put the west coast of Ireland and go all the way up the Wild Atlantic Way. So it is getting more known. Not that people didn't go up there before, but more people are starting to do it. And you're trying to attract tourists to let you know what you have here. So you even have a center that people can come to and have lunch or coffee or anything on the way up.
Yeah, and with the introduction of the Wild Atlantic Way back a couple of years ago, it definitely helped. And it's a great tool for putting places like this on the map. People are coming, they're looking for more experiences off the beaten track.
Yeah. And of course, there's sheep. You can hear them. Maybe you can hear them. I can hear them all over the place. But it's not bothering me. I think it's really cool and really authentic. So this is a big sheep herder area, too?
It'll be a big farming area.
Yeah.
A lot of the houses around here, there'll be a farmer. The farms might be a bit small. They might have between 50 and 80 sheep each, but they're farming away nonetheless. Their lambs are starting to be born now these weeks.
So how does that work with the female sheep and the male who has his pick of the litter? Everyone, we saw a ram who was just basking on a rock, and there were just female sheep everywhere.
The rams have a nice time of it, yes. They tend to meet up with the females once every year. There tends to be one ram to every maybe 30 females.
Ah, oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
That's not Irish folklore? Or
No.
No blarney?
No.
And then how does that work? So the female sheep, aren't they moved? Because they're marked and everything.
Yeah. the males just tend to meet up around October, November time. But the male always hasn't got it great, because all of the young males that are born, they go to the factory for lamb. But the females, of course, they're kept and they're used for breeding, or they're sold on to other farmers.
All right, so they do survive. That's
they
one
do,
aspect. You told me something else that was, I thought, so interesting about this area as far as scuba diving and whales and dolphins. And I used to live in Morro Bay, California, and that area was kind of a hidden gem and known for that. And it reminded me of that. And the water is like, what, 60 feet deep in some areas?
60 feet deep at the foot of the cliffs here, but it'll be getting deeper this year.
So what can you see at certain times of the day? What will we see out here?
Oh, you'd see the whales and dolphins, and you'd see basking sharks. You'd see tuna playing as well, and all the seabirds as well.
Wow. And there has to be big fishing here.
Fishing, not so big. There is some angling here. There's some charter boats doing angling. But in the line of commercial fishing, no, most of the small commercial fishermen are gone.
They're gone. But as far as, like, you mentioned the tuna, I mean, that I just had a sandwich, I'm sure, that was local.
It's a big attraction, yes, the tuna fishing. Now, at the minute, you're not allowed to go out and fish for tuna, but if you catch them by accident, it's okay. But there's a lot of boats out fishing for the tuna.
Other people that would come up here, and I noticed there were a lot of people hiking. Is it a big hiking spot? Because you can really go up these cliffs.
It's a massive attraction for hikers. In 2011, we were designated as the beginning of the European leg of the International Appalachian Trail. So that attracts a lot of walkers.
Wait a second. Appalachian Trail is back in the States. So now we're hopping the pond.
Today you're on the International Appalachian Trail.
All right, the International Appalachian Trail. I love that. The town is interesting, too. How many people live in this area? I mean, close to the cliffs, it's got to be kind of sparse. It looked that way to me.
It is. We've probably about 140 people living in the town here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're one of those 140 people?
I am, yep.
Wow. So you know everyone. Is everyone named John and Patrick and
more
Mary
Patties,
and
more
Kate?
More Patties and Johns, yeah.
Well, that's great. There is something about knowing everyone. They knew you from the time you were a small lad, right?
Yeah. You know everyone, and everyone knows you, and everyone knows your business, too.
So you, for example, and we want to say this, if people want to come here, they can hire you to take them up to the cliffs. Why don't you tell us where they need to go? What's your website?
You can visit us on cbcours.com. Email us, call us, whatever you wish.
All right. Have you taken a lot of Americans up?
Our main body of customers will be Americans.
But we were your favorite Americans, the journalists.
Definitely,
right?
The favorite, yeah.
And we should say Aiden's done so well, but this is just your, what, third interview?
My third interview. All of them in the last 15 minutes.
I like that, in the last 15 minutes. What is your, if somebody wanted to come to Ireland, I mean, I could talk all night long, and I do, but what is your favorite thing about your hometown and about the country of Ireland?
It's a nice place. The people are very welcome, and everyone's glad to see you coming, and they all try and do their best for you. Yeah.
It's not the music, it's not the pubs, it's not the women,
the men. The music and pubs and the women are there too, but I suppose the warm welcome is our main thing. Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. You did an excellent job. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.